And I looked at it, and I liked it. And then I asked myself, why do I like it? And it was because it was grass and a green hedge. That's about all. But it was kept, and it was green, and it just been mowed and edged, I guess. And like you say, green's a pretty color.
It is. But you know what else is wonderful? And I've been thinking about this. I was going to ask you this before the radio show, but I'm going to ask you on the radio show. I've got a little backyard, and I was thought about putting a pool in. I got a price on them. I couldn't afford a pool. But then I started thinking, because I used to live at the lake, and how relaxing water is, and how nice. And even if you had a rotten day, you go there and you look at the water, you just kind of chill out. And I know you do ponds.
Yes.
So I'm thinking, I think a pond would be just a small one, you know, but just a trickling water.
It's pretty amazing the effect that has. And I was outside this morning in my backyard, and it was flowing, and you're right. And I tell you what, a pond is very low maintenance. About once a year, you
clean
it out.
That was my next question.
It's very low maintenance. There's not much to do. There's this ecological balance that's created if you use the right equipment, and you just turn it on and leave it on.
Do you have goldfish or a fish?
Yeah, a koi or whatever you want.
Kois?
Yeah. I have some colorful fantail goldfish in mine right now, but you need some fish because they eat the mosquitoes.
Oh,
that's important to have at least one fish.
Oh, see, I didn't think about that. Mosquitoes. I hate mosquitoes.
But you won't have them because the fish will eat the wiggletails. But yeah,
they'll do it.
And yeah, yeah.
Because we talked about, in fact, one of the plants I'm going to get, I need to come get from you because I want to put on my back porch, which I did years ago, and then I let it die. There's just deal. But what is it? The
citronella.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it, folks, it really does. Those candles. This plant smells just like that. In fact, if you shake it.
You can hardly breathe. It's so thick. Yeah. It
smells
oil or whatever it is that comes out of it.
But I think it works.
It does.
Because we especially 2 or 3 years ago when we had a good wet time, we also had a lot of mosquitoes.
So it's getting to be mid-April, and Debbie found her first mosquito in our yard.
Oh, I haven't seen
today.
One yet. I don't want one.
Today.
But I have sweet blood or something because they just love me. Yeah. And I don't love them. Them and ticks. You know, yeah. Talk about nuisances.
This is fun talking.
Yeah, but get rid of them. But those plants I highly recommend. Okay, what kind of flowers? Well, I need some flowers. I need something pretty.
Oh, gosh.
Not pansies.
I tell you what, there are sages that bloom a lot. But some of them you got to keep cut back. You got to keep deadheading them. Or just some plants grow so well they get rangy. But if you shear them back, they'll fluff up.
And I'm not a good plant person. I need something that's real. I need to probably plant a mesquite tree.
Yeah, but you want flowers.
Yes.
So I don't know. It's if you really have the deer that bad, they're scared of coyotes, and there's coyote urine tablets that we have, and there's. The sprays, you got to keep the sprays about every 30 days. There's putrefied egg solids that they steer away from. There are ways to fight the deer, but it takes work and consistency.
Well, one thing I like, and I've had it several, actually, that I got from you years ago, and I've kept on every house I've moved. Was the Texas knockouts, the roses?
Yeah,
they're just they're more of a rose bush to me. But
you think about it, it's a almost evergreen bush that blooms all the time.
Yeah,
and blooms more than any other. Think about a bush blooming. That bush blooms more than any other.
And it blooms pretty.
Yes. Now each bloom isn't all that pretty, but the bush is
together
beautiful, right?
And it still blooms, so I don't know if the deer
they will eat the blooms if there's nothing else to eat.
So, but I highly recommend that plant.
Yeah, it's tough.
And then one thing we did, I went to time, I said I need some trees. And so we put two oak trees in the front. And you said, well, don't put the oak trees in the back because of the leaves.
That's what I think.
And we did it. And we put a Spanish oak. And what was the other, another kind of oak?
Chinese
oak. A pistachio.
Pistachio.
What is
a pistache, not a pistachio.
Okay, I said it wrong. Pistache. What exactly is a pistache oak tree?
That's not an oak.
What is it?
There's a chinkapin oak, but
okay. You see how much I trust him? I don't even know what I bought.
Yeah, so it's just a Chinese pistache. I don't know its heritage, but it's a different tree. It turns red in the fall.
Yeah, pretty leaves.
Yeah, and it grows fairly fast, and then it kind of stops growing, so it doesn't overtake your backyard.
Well, and both of them lose all their leaves in the winter.
Yes, in the fall the leaves drop, so you got that one cleanup. With live oaks, you got acorns in the fall, you got leaves in the spring, and then you got blooms after that that can be 3 or 4 inches thick if you have a big tree. So the live oaks, so mow them and use them, but that's why I like them out front or where they're not trapped inside of a wood fence, like the backyard is.
Well, and
I'm not against live oaks, Scott.
Yeah, well I'm a live oak fan. I just think they're beautiful trees.
And I am too.
Big ones. In fact, I told this story. We put in Oak Mountain out in Cristoval. And this one tree, it had to be 100 years old. And it was on the top of the hill. Beautiful, beautiful. And I priced it high. And a guy from, not this state, from another state, bought that lot. And the first thing he did was cut that tree down.
You're kidding.
No. I saw him. I said, if I would have known you were going to cut that tree down, I wouldn't have sold it. He started laughing. I said, I'm not kidding. I wouldn't have sold it to you.
And what was the look on his face when you told him that?
I don't know if they thought I was really serious.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, in fact, the Reese Albert hated me because I said, we're saving that tree.
Right.
And in San Antonio, Austin, you have to do it that way. They make you maintain them.
Right.
That's how precious, especially big live oaks and stuff like that. Now, your cedars and mesquite, you can tear those down all you want to. I don't care.
The other side of the coin is some people in San Angelo think you got to put 15 live oaks in your backyard because they grow so slow, and you need to remove some of those.
Yes, no. In fact, you have to because they start overcoming and dwarfing the other ones, so
yes,
it messes it up.
Right.
You got to maintain. Okay, we've got the zero. We talked about that. The ponds, which is a cool idea.
Correct. And then you probably should treat your soil with the olive oil because it's going to go deeper. Water, rain, what we get, it really will make a difference. So.
Okay, folks, this is a true story. I got it, and I tested it. I told Tony, I'm going to test it. We did the backyard. Claire had it. She was doing it, and I videoed it. So I caught heck because I said, why weren't you doing it instead of videoing her? But we did it inside. We didn't do the front. And within a few weeks, you could tell a huge difference from the front and the back.
Yeah.
So guess what we did to the front? Same thing, but it does good. And you invented that, didn't you?
Well, I blended. I came up with the recipe.
So, but it's cool. And folks, I'm going to tell you, I've tried it. It works. And it works in West Texas, in San Angelo, Texas.
So what's it called?
Olives oil.
That's right. Not olive oil, but olives
See,
oil.
I got it right. Tommy, as always, first off, happy Easter again.
Happy Easter to you.
Thanks,
Scott,
for spending Easter doing this with me. I appreciate you.
Yes.
Folks, thanks y'all for listening. You have a great day. We'll catch you next week.